You have, along with Senator Jordan Rasmussen from Fergus Falls, written a letter to the U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen asking him to investigate some of these claims now that not only was there fraud being committed, but the money actually was transferred overseas, and some of it ended up in the hands of a terrorist group called Al-Shabaab in Somalia. You've written this letter saying we need help here to try to get to the bottom of this. Tell me what you're hoping happens here and how much of a wake-up call this should be for the people of Minnesota.
Well, hopefully it's a real wake-up call. And, you know, we weren't the only ones that have been writing letters and stuff the last few days because this thing is really blowing up big time. But, yeah, you know, this terror group, Al-Shabaab, is an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group. And what we're seeing from what we've seen in the various articles written that we were relying on information to write our letter, that for every dollar that gets transferred into Somalia in this case, Al-Shabaab gets a cut of it. And so monies coming from our Department of Human Services, because that's where all this money is coming from and through, and every dollar that's being transmitted for them back home to Somalia, a terrorist group has taken a slice of it,
yeah,
a handling fee. And then it's also the money is being transferred in a lot of cases by, you know, we've got banking systems and things that we do that are legitimate here in the United States and around the civilized world. But you got this hawalas, which is another way of transferring money that evades the banking system. And that's where a lot of this money is being transferred to. So not only is it going through and bad people getting their hands on it, it's going through a banking system that's, in some cases, I'm reading about that, and they start talking about fraud. And I'm going, yeah, man, one fraud finds another one.
Yes. It doesn't even seem believable when you think about what we're really talking about here. The tax money that you and I, Paul, and every American pays to the federal government comes back to Minnesota and through these programs ends up in the hands of terrorists in Somalia. That's what's happening. The tax money that we have to pay to help underwrite the government at the federal level, all of our federal income taxes and all that, ends up getting laundered through the state of Minnesota and ends up in the hands of terrorists overseas. Whether it's Somalia or any other country, doesn't really matter. But that's exactly what we're talking about here, Paul. It's crazy when we say it out loud, but that's what's happening.
That's exactly right. Our money, and everybody that's listening to us here today, doesn't make any difference which side of the border you're on, because North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, we all pay federal taxes. Hmm. And those dollars go to Washington, D.C., and they come back through these Medicaid programs.
Yeah.
And that's what's being distributed along with some state dollars. But it's heavy with federal dollars. So it's taxpayer money going to fund terrorists.
And I can only hope, Paul, that at some point, enough Minnesotans will wake up and say, you know what, maybe I think Tim Walz seems like a good guy, if you happen to think that. Maybe I think that that Keith Ellison is a good attorney and cares about Minnesota. But at some point, you have to say there's a basic level of functionality and competence that you have in order to do the job. And if you are the head coach of the football team, and the football team gets beat 42-0, it doesn't matter how good of a football coach you are, someone else should get a turn to coach the football team. I can only hope that what we're seeing here gives us an opportunity as a state of Minnesota. It's my home state. I love Minnesota. We need some massive changes in that state. And I'm hoping that something like this or enough of these things will rear their ugly head and make the suburban mom in Woodbury, Minnesota, and the librarian in Eden Prairie, and all of these other places where the elections really get decided in the state of Minnesota, I hope enough of those people will take a look and say, you know what, we do need a change. And maybe the Republicans don't have it all figured out. I know it's all political mudslinging, but we've got to give somebody else a try. Do you have hope, Senator Ruckey, that we could be in a position like that in 2026?
Yes, I do. You know, and in the political arena, we're always eternal optimists. But really, with what's been going on with this fraud, it's just massive. And people have got to be paying attention. I say it's the number one issue as we go into, you know, our 2026 legislative session. Fraud's got to be addressed, and that should carry right on into the election. And if people aren't paying attention, I don't know what will wake them up, because this is their hard-earned money that's being wasted, and there's a lot of bad things happening with it. So I do feel it's definitely going to make for a change in the governor's office, and I'm sure hoping that I know who's going to be sitting in that office.
Yes, we
need a lot of help, and
we
got to turn this thing around, because we're in a bad place right now.